show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Roddy Argent, Zombies, 1968. Time of the Season.
Love that song.
I do too. Great song.
And perfect song.
I'm trying to remember what the album, Odyssey.
I'm off.
It's by me. It is by me. It is our pleasure to welcome in. They're kind of on a tour of New Hampshire. They were in Manchester yesterday, Concord today, and Portsmouth tomorrow. We have a couple members of the organization known as Combatants for Peace. Pleasure to have you here. You are?
Good morning. My name is Neta Chazan, and I'm a member of Combatants for Peace from Israel.
Good morning. My name is Osama Aliwat. I'm the Palestinian coordinator of Jericho Jerusalem Group in Combatants for Peace.
How long have you been in America this time?
I arrived 3 days ago.
Oh, really?
When Osama arrived.
10 days ago.
Well, we're going to have nice weather for you today, so you can enjoy it while you're here.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Before we talk about Combatants for Peace, explain. People here, we see the news. We, as you can tell, we've got a couple of monitors here. We see the stories, but it's all headline. It's just two sentences. People don't understand what's the problem. What's the problem in Gaza? Is it cultural? Is it religious? What is the problem? Yeah, I know. I know you're looking because you live it, but we don't. So yeah. We're looking, and you're over here, and we're like, okay, we see the story. There were four killed in Gaza last week, but the UN tried to put a resolution through investigating, but it didn't pass the Security Council. It's like, why? To us, that's a no-brainer. Find out, why did these people... So we see this, but then the media moves on to another story. So what is the basic problem? I mean, has it been 2,000 years of war, or is this a relatively new thing?
No. Actually, the problem in Gaza, it's more about human rights. These people, since Israel went out of Gaza, are living in the biggest jail in the world. 2 million people living in 350 kilometers square, which is a small area. 2 million people are living there. They don't have work. They don't have any access to anywhere. They are not allowed to go into the sea. They are not allowed to pass to Egypt. They are not allowed to go to work to Israel. And even they are not allowed to import or export. Everything should enter to them is controlled by Israel, the medicine, everything. And each 4 years, they pass a huge war. The Israel airstrike most of the buildings of Gaza and destroy all the farms around. So people exploded. They want to do something. So they went to the borders. We are not willing to live this life anymore. It's too much for us to stay here. So they went to the borders without any kind of weapons. And the Israeli snipers was waiting them under the excuse they're going to pass to Israel. 35 people were killed last 2 weeks. 2,000 people are injured by live bullets. And they decided not to stop. They decided to continue doing this, either to be or not to be. We can't handle this situation anymore.
Now, Israel says, but we have a right to survive and a right to exist.
If I'm not wrong, like the question that you asked, like you meant to get like a short summary about what are we fighting for?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just like go one step
Please
behind
do.
And
We need the education.
Okay.
So go ahead.
So before 1948, it was this Palestine.
Right.
It was under the British mandate.
Correct.
And a number of Jews used to live there. After the Holocaust, they came, a lot of them from Europe. And the British mandate decided, like, to divide this land. Anyway, at the end, it turned out that there is a Jewish state, Israel. Was established at 48, and Palestinians were kicked out of this place and become to be refugees. After that, like, the biggest war was at 1967, when Israel occupied the West Bank from Jordan and Gaza from Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And she annexed part of the areas around Jerusalem. So now we have Israel in the lines of 67, which is including the West Bank and Gaza. And at the same time, Israel is sending settlers to live in those areas, like Jews settlers that are going to live in Palestinian places.
Mm-hmm.
Since the 90s, the Palestinians have the Palestinian Authority, which is supposed to be kind of a government for them, but it's not recognized. Like, it's kind of recognized by the world, but it's not like a formal state. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, Osama, about Palestinian details. So the situation today is that Gaza and the West Bank are under Israeli occupation, where Israeli army is controlling those areas. Israel live in independence. We just celebrated a few days ago, a few weeks ago, the 70-year for Israel.
Yeah, but people will say, most of the Israelis will say about this, that we left Gaza, we went out of Gaza. What do you want from us? Why you are fighting us again? That's true. Most of the Israelis say that. Yeah, they left Gaza, they went out of Gaza, but it's look like someone left this room, but he closed the door and locked us in, and he wants us to be inside this room quiet.
So,
and die in peace.
I was looking at the website, and there was your little piece that you had written.
Yes.
How do you get past the hate, the anger? You know, I mean, as you talked about, the people knocking on the door, and you were tagging walls with graffiti and throwing Molotov cocktails, and now you're a member of Combatants for Peace. How did you get there?
Yeah. The easiest way to be human being is to meet human beings from the other side. And I grew most of my life with the one image about the Israelis. They are the enemy. The only thing I saw were either Israeli soldiers front of my school, entering to my house, beating my neighbors, closing our city checkpoints, or some settlers attacking us on the main streets between the Palestinian cities. But when I met an Israeli for the first time, talking about our rights, an Israeli pilot who refused to airstrike Gaza, and he said, I'm not taking part of this crime anymore, I start to understand that there are people there, and these people should be my partners to make change.
Can there be a peaceful resolution?
Of course. Like, this is, the reason why we are existing Combatants for Peace, because we really believe that we can change, that we can make our reality better. We didn't really introduce the organization, so I just like say in general that we are Israelis and Palestinians from both sides of the conflict who decide to leave the violent circle. Both of us were combatants. Israelis usually serve in the armies, and Palestinians also took part in the a violent resistance. And we just decided it's not leading us anywhere. Like, to kill each other and to hurt each other, we don't arrive anywhere. And we just work together in a non-violent way in order to change our situation, because we really believe that we have to achieve peaceful solution for our lands.
So what do you want to accomplish while you're here in New Hampshire?
Too many things, actually, because in these organizations, in this kind of organizations, especially in Combatants for Peace, we are all volunteers and we are doing a lot of activities on the ground. And these activities need support, political support, financial support, physical support, any kind of support. And we can't do these all these things by only by ourselves. We need international support from everyone. So we travel all around America and Europe and everywhere in order to talk about our organization, about our activities, and to bring support from everywhere.
Now,
and
you, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I just want to add something, like in addition, as an Israeli, for me, it's very important to be now at the moment in the States in order to bring a different point of view than what you know in America. I don't know, what do you know? Like you started before, you said, we don't know a lot about your conflict. Right, we just like see what we see on TV and here in the radio. But you have the power, like, to really push our states and our governments to arrive to any solution. It's not that we need, like, only your financial support, but we need you, like, to push also your government to help us to help ourselves. Like, I have to admit that the declaration of Trump didn't really help us in Israel and Palestine. It just brought a lot of confrontations and a lot of bloodshed. So if there is something that you can do inside your governments in order to help us help ourselves, but in a better ways, we would really appreciate
so,
it.
So moving the embassy was not a good...
It wasn't good. Israeli, right. Like America came and gave me Jerusalem as a capital. I don't need America to give me my capital. Like, yeah. It was all of my respect and love to America, but this is something that should be negotiated between Israel and Palestine. And we need to get to an agreement together. Like,
sure.
Do we want, like, to divide it? Do we want to share it? Like, how do we want to deal with Jerusalem? It's our issue.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Wow. Now I feel bad.
No, don't feel bad. But
this is the problem.
Yeah.
When you have the president saying, all right, we're moving the embassy, and we hear the response is, what are you doing? But that's kind of lost. So we didn't quite understand, what's the politics behind moving the embassy? Who are we trying to curry favor with? We didn't understand that. Now, I know we're going to have to take a break, but you have been nominated, your group again has been nominated for Nobel Peace Prize. If you won, what would that mean to the group and accomplishing your mission?
For us, that will mean that we will be more known in this world. We reach more and more people. We succeeded to reach a big support from everyone. And of course, in Nobel, I think more people will be willing to support us and stand with us. And I think we will have more rights and more power to make more change on the ground.
Would you get more financial support?
Of course.
Okay.
I think so, hopefully.
When do you find out if, in fact, you win? Do you know when that is? Okay. I didn't know.
October.
You know, is that what it is? October?
What you say.
Okay. Why don't we turn around and talk to you?
She's lost her voice. She's
sick. She lost her voice?
Yeah,
she's lost
her voice. She's because I can't talk on the radio.
See, I wish
But she knows the answers.
I wish he'd lose his.
Oh, but, please.
We should, you know, all of a sudden I'm thinking, we should go do our show from over there.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Very welcome.
Yeah, see, you know, we know people. We should go over and do the show, talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
So then people saying, what are you doing? So, they're talking, you know, they came here, we go there.
So just to add like one short thing, that we have a tour in November that we organized. Beth Schumann, the director of American Friends of Combatants for Peace, organized it. And we invite you Americans to come and to hear about our situation from us as an Israelis and Palestinians. You will meet us. You will hear the two narratives, the two sides of the story.
You know,
this tour is not about hearing, actually. I'm sorry, Neta.
And seeing.
This tour is to see and to experience the situation by your own.
But could we, if we see, could we then get you or you to talk to us on the radio so we broadcast back here?
Of course.
Sure.
You know, we may have to talk about this.
We may have to make this happen.
We may have to do that. All right. Let's take a quick break. It is What time is it? 9:46. Yeah. We'll take a break. Back with more right after this.
You're home for the Red Sox, the Bruins, and Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse. Peter St. James and Pat Kelly right now. 866-823-1077. Good Morning New Hampshire is on 107.7 The Pulse.
Ten to the west of 10, 9:50 is the time. It's our pleasure this morning to be talking with a couple members of Combatants for Peace. And I was looking at their activities of this volunteer-based movement, a series of lectures, field trips, the Israeli-Palestinian Memorial Day ceremony, theater on the ground. So you're very active. You're more than just a group in name only. You're actually out there trying to change opinions.
There are a lot of Israeli organizations that are working with Palestinians, and they're doing like mostly dialogue, like bringing the two sides to meet each other. Because since we have the wall, we don't, and the checkpoints, we don't have the opportunity like to really meet face to face. The unique thing in Combatants for Peace that we, after we meet and after we build trust, we also go and we are active together. We do demonstrations, we do different activities. We building playgrounds for kids in the Palestinian territories. So we do a lot of activities. Usama, that like you mentioned, he was the coordinator of Jerusalem Jericho a group, and he can maybe share more about the activities in the area of the Jordan Valley.
Mm. Yeah. First of all, I want just to add to what you said, that the unique thing also that we are ex-fighters, and these ex-fighters decided to change the situation by non-violence way. We put our weapons away and we decided to end the situation and to save the future for our kids and our families in better way, in non-violent way. Even though we didn't reach peace yet, but we still willing to sit and to communicate, and we became friends and family. All of us working for one goal. And we reach another point, which was you just mentioned right now, the Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. The Memorial Day, it's a very Israeli thing. It's the most sensitive day for the Israeli people. We changed the culture of this day. You are not going to mourn your people only. We are going to mourn our beloved together. We all are human beings. If we are going to be there, we're going to go together and celebrate our humanity.
Is there support for that?
There is support for that, a big support. Last Memorial Day, more than 8,000 people were there, which is for the first year. Last year, they were only 4,000, and we started with 100 people.
Wow.
Yeah. Even it's though it's not a political...
Day. The biggest Memorial Day celebration, or like mentioning the whole country.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, wow. So in the time we have left, what's the biggest obstacle that you have to get past so that there is peace?
I feel that it's the fear of both sides from knowing each other, the dehumanization, the stereotypes and the negative images, like both sides think that there are like monsters at the other side. And at the moment when we bring people together and when they meet, peace can work. We can do work, like we can make it work together.
That's so right. But I think the biggest thing bother me as a Palestinian is more than the fears and anything else, which is the reason of the fears, is the discrimination. Is the discrimination between the Israelis and Palestinians. I won't hate you as long as you're giving me everything as a human being. And I hated you there because you are taking to yourself and not giving me anything. You are taking my right to your people. And this thing will create hate, and the hate will create the fears.
Do you two always agree on everything?
No.
Yeah.
Of course not.
But you get past it.
But even when Israel is like in between the Israeli society, we don't agree about everything.
we don't have to agree about everything, but in general, we agree that we both deserve to live in this land. She deserves to live there as a Jewish lady. I deserve to live in that place as Palestinian. We could be united. We could be in two states. We could be whatever, but we both deserve to live and take all our rights as full human beings.
You have, talking about activities, this man, I love this. Friends of Combatants for Peace present A Reason for Hope, November 2nd through the 11th. You will be introduced to the Combatants for Peace's work on the ground. Okay, you are going to see why there is a reason for hope in the Holy Land. We're talking about traveling to, you will stay in Palestine or Israel?
Israel and Palestine.
But you'll stay at both. 9 nights lodging, double occupancy, breakfast every day, 8 meals throughout the program. You'll have 2 trained guides, 1 Israeli, 1 Palestinian, private bus and a driver, and entrance and speaker fees. All that will be covered. There's an education for us. And now, are you, I'm sorry to put it this way, but are you making money on this?
No.
You're not?
Definitely not. The Israeli-Palestinian members in Combatants for Peace, all of us are working for free.
Okay.
Like, we are not even getting paid for being here today in the States. Like, we left our works, we left our families and everything, and we come here because we believe in it, and we really want to change.
I want to post this, get this address up so we can talk about this. But we will promote this more. This is something you and I should consider going. We should consider doing the show and going out there and hanging out. We've got to run, but thank you so much.
We will continue
to spread the word, and hopefully we'll talk to you in the future, and enjoy your stay in New Hampshire.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Man. We're going to talk about this more.
Good Morning, New Hampshire, with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly. Continues after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hi, this is Barry Armstrong. And